Sakta Mishnah Vayta Masechta Zerven Perik Zayin Mishnah Hey Masvein. If you have a haystack, Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, that is in between the two courtyards, and it goes all the way. It's a long haystack. It goes from one side to the other side. It cuts the courtyard into two. Vayasar Tvachim, and it's high 10 Tvachim. Miarven Shnai. They can't join. They have to make separate Erevs. One side of the haystack will have their Erev, and the other side of the haystack is considered a separate chatzer. They have their Erev. Ma'arvin Shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad. They don't have a choice of joining, even if they want to, because as explained earlier, there's a physical divide between the two, and there's no Pesach. Now, Zakta Mishnah Vayter, animals eat this. Could we allow our animals to eat this? Yes. Eilu mechilim mikan, ve'eilu mechilim mikan. Eilu, the people from one side of the courtyard, can have their animals machil and fed. We can feed our animals mikan from our side, v'eilu, and these people, machil and mikan, they can feed their animals on the other side. Now, what's the chiddush over here? Of course you have to feed your animals on Shabbos. The halacha is you're not even allowed to eat before you feed your animals. Well, the concern would be maybe the animals will keep on eating until it's going to come down lower than 10 tefachim. Now, what happens if it comes down lower than 10 tefachim? So suddenly, it's not a legal mechitza anymore. Now you're going to have two courtyards with two separate Erevs that became one courtyard, but they don't have a good Erev, because there never was an Erev that was made for everybody here together. People won't realize it, and they're going to carry in this chatzer. So the chiddushes were not worried for this, because even if the animals are going to eat and eat until it becomes lower than 10, it would have to be one stretch of 10 amos where it's lower than 10 fachim. Remember, it's like a breach in a wall. How wide does the breach have to be? 10 amos. If it's less than 10 amos, if it's narrower than 10 amos, it's called a Pesach. So we don't think that the behemoths are going to eat that much in one Shabbos. L'maisa, says the Mishnah, if before Shabbos nismayet ha-teven mi'asaret fachim, the hay was reduced to less than 10 fachim, and this means, again, throughout the entire length of the chatzer, or at least in one place for 10 amis and more. So then, the mechitza is not considered a mechitza at all. Ma'arvin echad, they can only make one erev, v'ein ma'arvin shnayim. They can't do two. So what do we learn in our Mishnah? It's the last Mishnah that deals with these halachis of mechitzas between two courtyards. We learned that if you have a haystack between the two courtyards that is high 10 tefachim, that separates the courtyards. They have no choice. They have to have two separate Erevs. If they wanted to join, they can. You could allow your animals. Each side can allow their animals to eat from their side. What's the problem? Why would I think not? Well, what if they bring it down below 10 tefachim? And then suddenly it becomes one courtyard. It doesn't have a good Erev because we never had an Erev here for one courtyard. That's not a problem, because it would have to be for a stretch of 10 amos for it to be considered a breach. So to say that an animal eats that much on Shabbos, not likely. If the straw was reduced to less than 10 tefachim before Shabbos, then the din is ma'arvin echad. They could only have one erev, ve'ein ma'arvin shnayim. Even if they want to, they could not make separate erevs.